Hello?
Good evening, I'm calling from Opinion Research. May I please speak with Gregory Foley?
Foley?
Yes, Foley. Sorry.
How do you pronounce that?
Fowler? I think.
Fowler, correct.
Yes?
Yes,
Okay. Am I speaking with Gregory Fowler?
yeah.
I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing California today. Will you have a few minutes to participate? It's about important issues and also about the upcoming election.
I'm actually looking forward to moving out of California. But yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
No, I'm just sitting. I'm sitting in a house.
And in which county in California do you currently live in?
Tulare. Tulare.
Okay, just Tulare, okay? Thank you. And could you please tell me your zip code just to make sure we speak to Tulare and Tulare?
93274.
Thank you. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
1962.
Thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background, yes or no?
No.
And for statistical purposes only, what is your race or ethnicity?
I guess Caucasian or white.
And what is the last grade you completed in school?
I have a teaching credential, and I just retired from teaching.
Okay,
so
but
I
it's a technical, professional school, some college? Okay.
What's that?
Bachelor's.
I have my bachelor's degree, and I have a teaching credential after that.
Thank you. And moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And now I'd like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on the next one. The first one is
right, there's
Rudy
many.
Thomas.
I've pretty much lost faith in most politics right now, but so there's many I won't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, maybe you recognize one of them. The first one is Rudy Salas. Do you recognize the name, Rudy Salas?
Yes, I recognize the name.
Okay. How would you rate Rudy Salas, favorable or unfavorable?
I guess favorable. I think he's a I don't even know if he's a Republican or Democrat, but
yeah. Based on what you know about Rudy Salas,
right?
Just favorable,
right?
Correct. And the next one, David Valadao. Do you recognize the name, David Valadao?
Oh, Valadao?
Valadao, yes.
Yeah, unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Joe Biden?
Favorable, but it is time for him to pass the torch.
Okay. And the last one, Donald Trump. How would you rate Donald Trump?
Satan.
Favorable,
oh, I'm
unfavorable.
Sorry. Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you will vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate they stand on most other issues. The first issue is Social Security and Medicare. The next one, the cost of a mortgage or rent, inflation or the cost of living, border security, taxes, healthcare, abortion, protecting democracy, or none of these?
So I have to pick one?
Yeah, the most important issue. I know all are important, but the most important that you will vote for or against a candidate, only based on that issue.
Believe it or not, abortion. I think what they did was horrible. So yeah, abortion. I think women should have the right to choose.
Okay. Now, thinking ahead to the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, from 0 to 10.
10.
And if the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent?
I'd have to vote for Biden and pray.
Okay. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote? Between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Kamala Harris.
If the election for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey, Republican?
Schiff.
If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Baladeo, Republican?
Salas.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely, Rudy Salas, yeah.
And other than being the Democrat nominee for Congress, could you please tell me the reasons you will vote for Rudy Salas instead of one of the other candidates? In your own words.
I do not believe in pretty much anything the Republican Party represents. I will vote a straight Democratic ticket.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. Thank you. And next, we're almost done with the survey. We're 75%. Thank you so much for your help. This is basically the last part. I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Baladeo. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Baladeo, less likely to vote for David Baladeo, or if it makes no difference in your vote. The first one is David Baladeo is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republican and Democrats to get more done for California, whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans. Baladeo is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. After hearing that, much more likely, somewhat more, less likely, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
The next 1,000 of Californians that struggle with water shortage and droughts every year. That is why David Baladeo worked with both Republican and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. After hearing that, much more likely, just somewhat more, less likely, or makes no difference?
Well, Baladeo's been in that role for a while now, and I am, you know, it makes me somewhat more, but I haven't seen him actually be successful in any of the above, but keep going.
Okay, the next one. David Baladeo is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California Central Valley. In March, Baladeo secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Much more likely, somewhat more, less likely, or makes no difference?
It kind of makes no difference.
Okay. As a dairy farmer himself, David Baladeo understands how important farming and agriculture are to California Central Valley. That is why David Baladeo supported an agricultural bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expand broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. Much more, somewhat more, or less likely? Or the statement makes no sense.
Somewhat more.
Okay. The last three. David Baladeo is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. Housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared. Baladeo went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more likely, somewhat more, less likely, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more. I just don't see him as doing any of the above that you've mentioned, but go ahead.
Okay. And the last two. David Baladeo has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Baladeo has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military member buying a home. Much more, just somewhat.
Makes no difference.
Or makes no difference. Okay. The last one. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basic like groceries, gas, and housing. David Baladeo is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Baladeo is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
I'd say somewhat more, but as I say, everything you've mentioned is his selling points, but I just don't see any of them being successful in a political environment that we're in that is stalemate.
Correct.
Go ahead.
And now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Baladeo?
Unfavorable. I'm gonna go Democrat straight across the board.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Baladeo, Republican?
Salas.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
And thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely? Like digital websites, YouTube, Snapchat, cable news, Facebook, Instagram, Google, or Twitter, X, formerly known as Twitter, or national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, newspapers, TikTok, or will you say you don't follow political news closely?
News radio, like NPR, and I guess the major stations. But, you know, basically before I even agree to anything, I do investigations on the web.
Okay.
I'm not a YouTuber. I don't go on to Snapchat.
Sure.
I don't do any of that.
And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services. Only use satellite. Only use cable, or use both cable or satellite and online streaming, or only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar, or other?
Cable and streaming.
Thank you. And now the last two questions, just for statistical purposes only. Do you own your home?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm liberal.
Very liberal or just somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Regardless of how you feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden. I would do anything I can to not let Trump get another round.
And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Let's just say middle class or upper middle, middle class.
Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
I didn't get that question. My watch blurped at me. Can you say that again?
Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay. And okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
All right.
Thank you.
You got it.
Bye.